Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today's Gospel from St. Mark chapter 12. Our Lord had just finished answering questions posed to him by the Pharisees and then by the Sadducees. And now here comes one of the scribes. And he's inquiring about the commandments. Which is the first of all the commandments? And our Lord answers, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Now, notice our Lord, in his answer, he says, the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But the scribe didn't ask what the second one was. He only asked what the first was. And so, why does our Lord go ahead and add this in? The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because these two commandments go together. You can't have one truly without the other. If one truly loves God, he must also love his neighbor. And to have true love for neighbor, you must also love God. St. John talks about this in his letters. And now, this is not easy. Okay? Some people find it easier to love God than to love their neighbor. In fact, I know there are Christians out there who harbor hatred for their neighbor. Maybe it's just one person. There's one person out there who they hate and despise. And so that's a big problem because you are doing exactly the opposite of what you are made for. Right? The commandments, and the greatest commandments, are like our operating instructions. It's how we ought to live our lives. And so if we don't obey the commandments, especially the greatest commandments, then we are not living as we ought to live. And then, just as if you use anything not according to its operating instructions, it breaks down. And so we are damaging our own human nature by not loving our neighbor. Spiritually, first and foremost, because we then thrust ourselves into the state of mortal sin, but then also psychologically, right? That's part of our human nature too. And so that becomes disordered. And then it could even result in bad health, right? Physically damaging ourselves. Cultivating hatred for someone could bring about illness, you know, upset stomach, you know, and maybe even worse things. So we need to see the commandments and the greatest commandments as the guide to a good and happy life. Loving God with all of our strength, loving our neighbor as ourselves. And so the scribe understands this. And our Lord saw that he answered with understanding, and he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God here in this world is the church. And then in the next world is heaven itself. And our Lord says, "You are not far," meaning you're not there yet. What is lacking to the scribe is faith in him as Messiah and Savior of the world. But he's not far because if he observes what he understands, if he loves God with all of his strength and his neighbor as himself, then he will arrive sooner or later at faith. Because he will be cooperating with the graces God sends him. And arriving at faith, he will enter the church, become a militant in this world. for Christ and then conquer the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.